We had big sports news in New York. The third jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown, won by Creator, catching Destin at the wire to win the Belmont. Finishing a disappointing 11th was the winner at the Preakness, Exaggerator. And joining us now via satellite from his stable in New York at the Belmont, where he is still recovering from his finish, is friend of the ticket, Exaggerator. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Doing okay.
Well, we're doing all right. We were rooting for you on Saturday. Too bad it didn't work out.
Well, I won the Belmont like by 59 lengths or something.
No, you didn't.
Creator won.
Oh, that's right. I lost the Belmont by like 2 miles.
Well, no.
I finished in last place.
You finished 11th and you weren't 2 miles back.
Man, Creator's a punk, ain't he? He's such a punk.
I don't know. We don't know much about him. He's a horse.
He cheated.
How?
He ran faster than everyone else.
Yeah,
he wasn't supposed to do that. He was supposed to let me win.
What was going on? Because we've seen you in other races kind of hang back and then really floor it in the second half of the race, and it just seemed like you didn't have much.
George, I tell you what happened.
Okay.
That jockey pissed me off.
Kent DeSormo?
Yeah. He was whipping me like I was Tiger and he was the Elan or something.
Golly.
I mean, he was going to town on my horse ass. He was like, I was like, dude, don't you hit me like that. I won the G.D. Belmont, the Preakness, or whatever one I won. I said, what have you ever done? Every race you've ever won, it's been on someone else's back. I think that hurt him. I think that hurt him.
You think so?
Yeah, but I was running my tail off in the Preakness while Speedy Gonzalez is up there beating my ass. As soon as the race was over, that jockey got off me. And he said to me, hey, man, good race, ungulay, whatever. And I looked at him square in the eyes, and I said, good riddance, F-face.
Whoa.
So long, you fetus face windbag.
Wow.
Good luck managing a Denny's, douchebag.
Jeez.
Then I gave him a roundhouse kick to the helmet.
Wow.
Well, wearing my American flag pants.
You don't like it when a jockey whips you.
No, of course I don't. He's got no right to whip me. I've won like 3 Triple Crowns, 4 French Opens, 2 Masters, 1 America's Cup, and I don't have to take that from some Puerto Rican from Spain.
I think you're exaggerating, Exaggerator.
Is that how you got your name, by the way? Because you exaggerate things?
No. My dad had a friend who had a son.
Yeah.
Who got sick and passed away.
Oh.
So he named me Forrest Frown.
Way to go, George.
I'm sorry.
Remember, he told us that last time.
That's right. I forgot. I forgot it was your name for your dad's frill.
Yeah, that's all right. That's okay.
Sorry about that, Exaggerator.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I got to go now.
And your dad's friend was named Exaggerator.
Yeah. His son.
Yeah.
You got any more racing left in you, or are you putting out the stud now?
No, I'm going out to stud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going out to stud now. And I'm bi, so I'm doing both.
Wow.
I'm open for all action.
Okay.
All action. Thank you, Craig. I do appreciate it. Look at Craig over there with his big old fang down there, driving his BMW and everything. Yeah.
These are good times. I mean, we're just sorry you didn't win.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate that. We'll get them next Triple Crown.
Well, there won't be a next one for you.
Good morning to you.
All right. See you, Exaggerator. There's Exaggerator live from New York.